The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We continue to celebrate because it's Friday and because both Indiana teams just keep winning. The men's, the women's, win, 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 win. Nice. This is the way we like our Januaries to roll. It's going to be 50 degrees out tomorrow. That's good news. Don Martindale going to interview with the Colts a second time tomorrow. I guess that's good news. I don't call him Wink. Andrew Luck, does he feel any measure of guilt for the chaos that he has caused with his franchise? I guarantee you he does. Made the right decision, but he feels guilt, and I'll tell you why. We'll do that in a little bit. D'Amico Ryans, it looks like, is going to either be the head coach of the Texans or the Broncos. D'Amico Ryans' agent is going to play one against the other, and he's going to get paid. That is what people do these days. If you got one person offering you a job, you say yes. If you got two, you say, well, hey, oh, maybe, hey, a little bit, hey, a little bit, and then you make a lot of money. Mike Woodson is going to be back on the sidelines tomorrow. He's expected to be back on the sidelines tomorrow for the Indiana Hoosiers as they take on Ohio State. Indiana's women's team beat the number 2-ranked Buckeyes last night at Simon Scott Assembly Hall in front of 10,400-plus people. That's a hell of a crowd, and they are really fun to watch. If you haven't seen them play, you're an Indiana basketball fan, state of Indiana, not necessarily Indiana University, you are going to love the way this team plays basketball. I'm telling you. Going to give you picks for Sunday's conference championship games, tell you why I think that they're going to go the way they do. And Billy Packer passed away at the age of 82. Billy Packer was part of a triumvirate of broadcasting for college basketball back in the late 70s and early 80s that really did a lot, and they aren't talked about very much, to spur interest in college basketball. It was a really good broadcast, the kind of broadcast we don't have anymore because we don't have the broadcasters capable of doing it, to be honest with you. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Ken Sterling. For Friday, January 27th, 2023, brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Here's the deal with BUSR, all right? Very exciting. One of you, a listener who signs up for BUSR and deposits a minimum of $100 within 24 hours of signing up by using the link in the description, which is BUSR.com/Kent. One of you is going to get a free $1,000 bet. How about that? The winner is going to be chosen randomly from all the accounts that meet the requirements as well. You're going to get a congratulatory phone call from BUSR and a mention from me on the video. Absolutely. So what are you waiting for? Click on the link below in the description. I'll post that immediately after we're done with this live video and head over to BUSR. Get in on the action. Good luck to everybody. I hope you win. Each and every one of you, although only one of you can win. Giveaway is going to close on February 6th, the week of the Super Bowl, so you're going to have plenty of time to place your bet on that big game. All right. Hit subscribe. Hit the like button. Ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. And if you want to make a donation, you want to make a donation. So here's what Colin Cowherd said about Jim Irsay and the Colts and their coaching search because it seems, this is the goes back to the Josina Anderson report at CBSSports.com, that he wants to hire Jeff Saturday. And there are a lot of people within the front office, multiple, I know, that are not in favor of that. He said, owner meddling, franchise spinning out of control. That's the national perspective on the Colts. And for once, I think it's kind of accurate. And it's nothing to do with Jim Irsay. It has to do with, well, it does, but it has to do with the construct. No owner meddling is a good thing. That doesn't happen. Hey, boy, am I glad the owner popped his head in and said, I hope you hire Jeff Saturday. I'm mandating you hire Jeff Saturday. Woo! Man, is that a load off my mind that our owner came and did that? That doesn't happen because it's not helpful. It's never helpful. Owners only help in providing the resources necessary for the quality employees that they hired to do their jobs. That's how owners help. Owners do not help by sticking their nose in and making football-related decisions, or in many cases, business-related decisions if they happen to own some other business. You hire somebody to run your business. You do that. Tom Ricketts with the Cubs cannot run a baseball team on his own. He isn't going to say, yeah, I think we got to sign Javi Baez. He isn't going to do that, despite the fact that he is not one of the better owners in Major League Baseball, no matter what you think of the Cubs or Tom Ricketts. And I don't think highly right now of either.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
With Kizik hands-free shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jim Irsay's got to keep his nose out of it. He can okay it, meet the guys, and make sure that there's a likability there, that you're not going to like feel walking into your own building, literally your own building, there's an interloper in here. You don't want that kind of feeling. You've got to have somebody that you trust. So be there during the interviews and ask your questions, but leave the hiring to the general manager. That's who you paid to do it, so leave it to him or her. If there's a female general manager, it really doesn't matter much. Does Andrew Luck feel any measure of guilt for doing what he did to the franchise by retiring 15 days before the opening day of the 2019 season? First of all, I think that decision was made before that, and it was communicated to Jim Irsay and Chris Ballard, probably Frank Reich, maybe Frank Reich. I don't know that for sure. I think the decision was made before, but it didn't have any less a deleterious effect on the franchise. And I guarantee you that Andrew Luck feels guilty about it. That's not to say that he feels remorse for it, but he feels guilty over it. Not every decision is a 100-0 win. That's not the way it works. Some decisions are 55-45. And in some decisions, you've got to kind of wall off. You have to silo your decisions in different areas. Okay, from a football perspective, for my employer, for the people that trust me, I am really dicking them. I am really screwing them over. But my mental health and my physical health and the health of my family, with me a major part in it, are so adversely affected by playing that I can no longer play and I've got to make this decision. That's what Andrew Luck went through. And that doesn't mean that he doesn't feel guilty about what's become of his former employer and his former team. Because his former team has languished since that decision. And they've tried to do it with patchwork. They've tried to spackle over Andrew Luck's retirement and year to year put together the best quarterback situation that they can, but it hasn't worked. And so Andrew Luck is lying awake some nights. I guarantee you, he's lying awake and he's thinking, man, okay. And then he goes back to sleep, tries to go back to sleep. That's just the way life is. Like, just because you made the right decision doesn't mean that you don't regret the negative consequences of making that decision, which was very, very positive in one direction, really, really negative in the other. I guarantee you Andrew Luck feels bad about that, and frankly, he should, despite the fact, again, that I support his decision and think he made the right decision. D'Amico Ryans, he's the Texans' top candidate, according to reports. He could be named the head coach as early as next week, or is he kind of continuing this dalliance with the Texans in order to prime the pump, the financial pump, of the Denver Broncos and try to get a little bit more water out of that well? You damn right he is. He's going to go to the Broncos. Who would go to the Texans? Are you kidding? Why would you take that job? That job, that's a death sentence, man. Lovie Smith, after a year, gets blown out, and Lovie had them playing Week 18. They played hard in Week 18 right here in Indianapolis against the Colts. What do you want out of a coach? Like, if you got a guy like they did, get his team to play really, really hard last game of the season when they were playing for nothing and really had everything to gain by losing, wow. Good for Lovie Smith and bad for the Houston Texans. You talk about a team in chaos, a team in turmoil, that's the Texans. Not necessarily the Colts. And the Colts can get back on track. The Colts can get this back, that train back on the track. All they got to do is have Jimmer say, go over in his office, sit at his desk for the time that he's in the building, sit at his desk and fiddle fart. Play with the Rubik's Cube. Play the guitar. Sing Bob Dylan songs. Do whatever the hell you want, but stay out of the football business. Don't do that. You want to mess with the ticket manager? Go ahead. Have fun with the ticket manager. You want to play some pranks on Jeffrey Gorman? Play pranks on Jeffrey Gorman. You want to give Matt Taylor a wedgie in the halls? Give Matt Taylor a wedgie. Have all the fun you want to have, right? You can do the same thing. You can make Casey Vallier wear like a top hat, a funny top hat, every day to work. Casey, I'll give you an extra $5,000 a year if you wear a funny top hat. He'd do it in a second. Do all of that stuff. Don't hire the coach. Don't draft the quarterback. Let your people do their jobs. And if you don't trust your people to do their jobs, fire them and then hire people you trust to do their jobs. All right. That's all I got to say about that. All right, the AFC Championship game is going to be played second. It's going to be at 6:30 on Sunday night. Kansas City, a 1.5-point favorite right now. Put all your shekels on the Chiefs. There is no way that Patrick Mahomes doesn't lift this team over the Bengals. They lost last year. Overtime, field goal. This year, Patrick Mahomes is going to find a way to do it. I love Joe Burrow. I like Jamar Chase a lot. Tyler Boyd's terrific. T. Higgins is awesome. Joe Mixon, a lot of weapons. But the Chiefs are going to find a way to win this game, and I don't care about Patrick Mahomes and his high ankle. I just don't care. I don't think it's going to matter. Patrick Mahomes is a freak here and in his body. And I think that they are going to beat the Bengals. They might fall behind early, but they're going to beat the Bengals. Then you've got the 49ers at the Eagles. That game is the first game, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The Eagles favored by 2.5. All your money on the Eagles. Jalen Hurts is going to have a historically bad game in order to lose that game. The 49ers are capable of putting him in an environment where he has a bad game. That could happen because they're a really good defense. Really good. And so the Eagles, but the Eagles are really, they're solid defensively, solid offensively. They got it going on every side of the ball. They are really, really good. And I think the best team in the NFL right now. I think they're the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl, and I've got them beating the 49ers. The only way the 49ers stay in this game is with what, like a turnover, a pick six, a strip and score, that type of thing that kind of throws the point total askew a little bit, because I don't think the 49ers are going to allow the Eagles to score a whole bunch of points. Does that make sense? I think it does. Anyway, the 49ers and Eagles, in 2021, the 49ers beat the Eagles 17-11, if that means anything to you. That's the last time those two teams, oh, please. Oh, Reese, goodness, Mahomes ain't winning in Burrowhead. Okay, there you go. Miller Kopp's stat line tomorrow, I think he's going to hit four or five threes. And he's going to score 12 points, and I think the Hoosiers win by six. Mike Woodson, speaking of that, he's expected to be back on the bench tomorrow night for the Ohio State game. He has had COVID. He is maneuvering through the protocols, and he is expected by medical personnel to be on the sidelines tomorrow night. The only game of the last seven the Buckeyes have won, Bryce Sensabaugh scored his career-high 27. If you stop Sensabaugh, you stop Ohio State. I would put Geronimo on Sensabaugh. And I would say, don't leave him. Don't help. Don't do anything complicated. Just stick with Bryce Sensabaugh and give him the business. And I think if he does that, Indiana wins that game, like I said, by six. Chris Holtman's seat's getting a little bit warmer in Columbus. It's tough. The Big Ten is tough. Listen to the next four opponents Indiana has. And this is why they got to win this game to go 6-4 in the Big Ten through the front half of the Big Ten season, because the next four are at Maryland, against Purdue next Saturday, against Rutgers, and then at Michigan. Whew. I hope you split those, right? I'm not looking to run this win streak to 9 by winning all four of those games after tomorrow's win against Ohio State. Indiana has got to find a way to win two of them. If you split those four games, I feel really good about Indiana getting to 11-9 and going to the NCAA tournament. But Trace Jackson-Davis is playing well enough. Tomorrow's game is going to be won by the team that gets the best out of its bell cow. Trace Jackson-Davis, Bryce Sensabaugh. Who plays better? Who puts up the best stat line? That team is going to win that game tomorrow. And then it's going to be for the others to kind of fill in. By the way, Sensabaugh is hitting like 42-43% from threes also. So he's a guy who can play outside, he can play inside, he can do a lot of damage from a lot of different places, but he's a freshman, so his defense is a little bit sketchy. Sketchy. Pacers and Bucks tonight, 7 o'clock on Bally. They've lost 8 of 9. Bucks are 8.5-point favorites. But I think that the Pacers are going to find a way to cover. They're not going to find a way to win, but I give them the cover. I use women's team. I want to talk about them for a minute. They were really good last night. And if you like basketball, you're going to love watching them play. They are selfless. They are joyous. They are precise. They are fundamentally sound. They are really fun to watch, whether it's Mackenzie Holmes or Grace Berger or Sydney Parrish. They are all really, really good. Garzone, Moore McNeil, really. And the starters played almost the whole route last night in beating Ohio State by a bunch. They close games really, really well. Congratulations to the women's basketball team down in Bloomington. They do heavy lifting, and they make it look fun. And that's pretty cool. That's fun to watch. Billy Packer passed away. Oh, by the way, they play Rutgers Sunday at 2 o'clock, and Rutgers is not good, so Indiana's going to win that game. Billy Packer passed away at the age of 82, and as college basketball was kind of exploding in popularity in the late 70s, NBC had the primary college basketball package, and they broadcast the NCAA tournament, and they did a really good job of it. And the lead crew, Dick Enberg, Al McGuire, Billy Packer. And it was awesome. It was really fun to listen to those guys chop it up about basketball. I loved watching games that those three guys did. All three now passed away. Dick Enberg, a graduate of Indiana University. Al McGuire used to come down and speak at Indiana from time to time. Filled IU Auditorium back in, I think it was 85, maybe 83, 84, 85. And the place was full, and he came out and said, you know, still, do the same thing I did when I'd walk into an arena when I was coaching. I looked to the corners. If the corner seats are filled, I know it's a sellout. And the corner seats were filled that night, and it made Al McGuire feel real good. And it was fun to hear him talk. Billy Packer passes away, like I said, at the age of 82. Shame to see all three of those guys go. Tomorrow, post-game, IU post-game, we'll have one live. And as news breaks, breaking news at once on the YouTube channel where news always comes first, right here. Sign up at BUSR, why don't you?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.